The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire and wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were open. And as the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion and glory and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples will see his glory. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. Because you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The second reading is a reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven, and while we are with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say when they were so terrified. And then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, where Jesus meets with the two Old Testament saints, Moses and Elijah, the prophet and the law. And so we see how when we're talking to saints, Jesus gave us the example to do that. He is talking with two Old Testament saints. So in Christ, they were alive. There's this reality. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't do it. And I remember 3-4 years ago now, when we went to the Holy Land ourselves, well, you get to go. If you ever go to the Holy Land, they always take you to the Mount Tabor, the place of the Transfiguration. And me and Deacon Harold Burke Sivers were getting ready to say Mass, and he's going to be with me, and this little Franciscan priest comes in, young, maybe 32, and he says to me, come up, and he says, Father, yes, there will be no laughing at Mass today. You know me? And I sat there, and he says, in art, nothing, nothing. Don't you dare laugh, and don't you dare let your people laugh. And I'm thinking, this guy's nuts. And I said, Father, I've been a priest almost 30 years at that time. I have never heard that. Well, I'm telling you, there is no laughing in this church. And again, I tried very hard to keep that reality until I was doing my examination of conscience, and someone laughed. Well, he almost killed me. Literally, he's waiting, he's screaming at the back of the Transfiguration, he can't wait till I get into sacristy, and he's just letting me have it. And I said, are you a priest? Yes, I am, he says. I said, well, I'm sorry, forgive me. And he ran out the door. I say this because people listen to the wrong people. God the Father says, you listen to Jesus. And when we're trying to discern what's of God and what's not of God, we got to make sure that we're listening to Jesus. Because everybody wants to speak for Jesus. Everyone wants to sit there. And the world, the flesh, and the devil every day wants to speak to us. And people, you know, yesterday I was on my podcast and someone says, Father, you stay in your own lane. You just make us laugh and be nice. Pah. Well, I responded to that one real fast. I'm not here to listen to you. I'm here to listen to Jesus. We all got to make sure that when we're trying to discern, we have the gospel in one hand, and we're looking and listening to Jesus, because he's the one we'll all stand before on Judgment Day, and he's the one who will judge us. So when the Father looks at you and looks at me and says, this is my son, listen to him, we better obey. Our salvation depends on it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.